Very familiar scripture, St. Luke chapter 15, and a certain man had two sons. Younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of the goods that falls to me, and he divided unto him his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in riotous living. 18th verse, I'll arise and go to my father. Heading home now. I need my father's mercy. I will arise and go to my father. Amen. And the father said to his, and he arose and came to his father, verse 20. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. 32. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I like to preach on the subject this morning, when fathers rejoice. When fathers rejoice. Oh, I'd rather hear them rejoice than to hear the plaintive cry of David after the death of his beautiful son Absalom. You could have heard him cry for a mile. Oh, Absalom, my son. And Zion fell silent, as all the town, all Jerusalem heard in the distance the wail of their king in the death of Absalom. What's he saying? And they lent their ears as the cry of David split the air. Would God I had died instead of thee, Absalom, my son. My son. And over and over and over again he wailed and cried and mourned the death of Absalom. I want you to know this morning that homecoming is better than that. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. A wise son, the writer in Proverbs said, maketh a glad father. Praise God. If you want to make father glad, praise God. If you'd like to have a real happy pappy. In Lyndon Johnson's days, you know, they had the Appalachian help going on for the poor, giving work to men that didn't have jobs and so forth. And amen. They had a word for it down the hills when I was pastor at Barberville Church. They called them all the happy pappies. Had all kinds of jokes about the happy pappies, you know. Amen. About how they called Hopper Funeral Home out to work crew to pick up a dead man among the happy pappies. And when they got out there, they didn't know which one to pick up, you know. All kinds of jokes like that, you know. Amen. It all laid out on the ground, and they didn't know which one was dead, but none of them moving. Amen. That's, in case you didn't get the punchline, that's the essence of the story. Amen. Now I'd like to tell you how to have a real happy happy, how to make the fathers rejoice. Number one, praise God, come home. Hallelujah. Come back home, praise God. Ooh, glory to God, this wonderful story. Amen. And this is wonderful 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke is the last one in a series of three that Jesus told when he gave these parables. And oh, aren't they beautiful? And haven't they been preached throughout the world thousands and thousands and thousands of times? And that's no exaggeration. Amen. I think someone who actually heard Robert G. Lee preach Payday Someday. Amen. And that old Baptist preacher told him that he'd preach, what was it, 1,000 or 2,000 times. Amen. I can't remember, but it seemed like I favor the larger number. Amen. I may be in the mood to exaggerate. You better watch me. Amen. But he said he'd preached it 2,000 times. The best I remember, put it that way. Amen. Oh, praise God. Well, that's thousands. Amen. But oh, praise God, this has been preached by every preacher, every evangelist, every prophet down through the ages. Amen. But it comes on the heels of some more. Praise God. It tells about the man that's lost one sheep, praise God, and he goes to seek it, praise God. You ought to see a happy shepherd, praise God. Oh, glory to God, let that 100th sheep that's been lost finally come back. And the shepherd and all 99, amen, will join in the rejoicing when that 100th sheep comes back. Praise God. He said, I send you likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner. Well, who's in heaven? Our Heavenly Father's there. Amen. Jesus Christ, whom the Bible calls Everlasting Father, Father of creation. Amen. All things were made by him and for him, and without him there was not anything made that was made. Praise God. And so he's there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, deity rejoices when you come home. You ought to make God happy. Come home. Hallelujah. You'll make heaven glad. Come home. Praise God. Amen. And then he talked about a woman that had 10 pieces of silver. Well, who gave her that silver anyway? The commentary said that it was given to her by her husband as part of her wedding dowry. Amen. And she lost one piece. Amen. And you know what? She cleaned the house before she could find it. And Dad comes home in the evening from work at the fields or at Champion Paper or at General Electric. Amen. And he finds, praise God, that something's happened. All of a sudden, things look different. There's organization around the place. And, amen, it don't look like a cyclone struck it. The house is clean. And he begins to smile, praise God. I mean, you can make a lot of dads happy, just clean house. Amen. Brother Robin said a lot of folks have a revival, they clean out the refrigerator. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, she cleaned house. She had a good reason to clean house. She was looking for something. Amen. And he'd seen a gap in the dowry that he'd given her. One of the pieces was gone, praise God. And as a double bow blessing, she found it. She not only found the silver, amen, she cleaned the house. I tell folks, praise God, that a lot of pastors would find revival if they'd clean house. If they'd start preaching a little holiness on the anointing of God and the power of God, amen, the church would have a good house cleaning. Praise God, there'd be a lot of glad fathers around. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Clean house. Clean up the home. Amen. Ooh, home. Come home. Praise God. Come home to Dad. Come home to Mom. Amen. But above all, come home to God. Hallelujah. That's home. Heading home now. I need my Father's mercy. Who's he talking about? Our Heavenly Father. Praise God. Who will rejoice? You think God can rejoice? You think Jesus ever shouted? The Bible said he rejoiced in spirit. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He rejoiced in spirit. I mean, it's customary still for Jews to dance a little jig. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. They saw us dancing in the spirit on the Mount of Olives that first trip, and the power of God came down 1969. Amen. And they said, your religion's like ours. We believe in that too. Sure they do. They just don't do it. They haven't come home to God. When you come home, you can dance in the spirit again. Hallelujah. You can't hardly keep from it. Hallelujah. It just comes natural. Amen. God instituted the first dance. Amen. He's going to have the last dance too. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. When he gets all his children home. Hallelujah. When he gets all his saints home. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. The Father and the children are going to dance together. Man, what steps they're going to learn. Praise God. Hey, God give you them steps to dance with. God give you them legs and them feet to dance for the Lord. You got the capacity to do it. Just well, do it for the Lord. Don't do it for the devil. Do it for God. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, I'm reserved. Is that the way you was to old country square dance? Amen. Amen. Cleared all the furniture out of the room. Uncle Jim and Aunt Hazel's house. Amen. Cleaned out all the furniture out of the room, and they all joined hands. Amen. And Jody Penn Darvish was my cousin. Amen. Because he's married to... because he was the son of Grandpa's sister, that made Jody my cousin. Amen. And Jody, amen, was calling do-si-do and do-si-eight, and they began to circulate. Amen. Cleaned out the big, began to circulate. Amen. And then they're separating as he called the square dance. Amen. He began to swing your partner. Amen. Amen. I ain't going to embarrass your wife, but I come almost to that. Praise God. Swing your partner. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, glory to God. I'll tell you, if a lot of children would come home, there'd be a lot of moms and dads would be able to dance again. Amen. I'll tell you, dancing before the Lord is a whole lot better than... Oh, you want the daddy's hands to hang down. You want his knees to become feeble. You want to send him to an early grave. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stay away. Run wild. Take away his only source of pride. I'll tell you what he'll say. He'll say just like Rebecca did. If Jacob marries one of these daughters of Heth like Esau, what good shall my life do me? Amen. Jacob was Rebecca's last hope. Esau had already sold out. Couldn't even find repentance. He tried. Sought it bitterly with tears. But Esau had crossed too many lines. Gone too far. Not that he could not, but that he would not. Esau never came back. Amen. 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 Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart today, praise God. Amen. Come back. You'll make your father's glad.
You'll make all your fathers glad. You got a bunch of fathers. Everybody that ever prayed for you, they'll claim you if you'll come back. Everybody that ever preached the gospel to you, proudly, he's my son. In the gospel. Amen. Marty Huff was here at the celebration the other night. He got saved in my meeting in London, Kentucky on Saturday night. The last Saturday night of that revival. Preached his first revival for me. Amen. And I always, amen, could snap my suspenders. Because I had a part in Marty's, amen, ministry, whatever it does. Amen. I'm glad for every sign or signal. Amen. It's encouraging about our sons in the gospel. You are too, aren't you? You're glad for every sign or signal. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Come home. Come home. You who are weary. Come home. Amen. Come home to Father. Come home to Mother. Come home to God. Amen. Come home to the right. Hold fast to the right of salvation, my boy. Wheresoever your foot steps may roam. Amen. Amen. Come back to the right. Amen. And then be true to the faith. Faith of our fathers. Holy faith. And the refrain goes on. We will be true to thee till death. Say it with me. Till death. Praise God. Say it again. Till death. Amen. We will be true to thee. Till death. Oh, that'll make your father glad. Oh, that'll make your daddy glad. Oh, that'll cause your mother to swell with pride. Praise God. Amen. If you happen to go before she does. Amen. He made his resolve. He set his face toward heaven. He didn't vary to the right or to the left, as John Sullivan said about that old saint in Middletown, Ohio. Amen. He said she ain't budged a half an inch to the right or the left her whole life. Praise God. Woo, glory. Praise God. I'll tell you what, when people get a good dose of old time salvation, old time religion, and the power of God, and they don't vary a half an inch to the right or to the left until they die, and you can stand up and preach, he was true until death. The Bible said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Before you can be faithful unto death this morning, you got to be faithful while you're living. God, I thank you. People of God, I thank you. I didn't know what all you were doing, but if ever a 62-year-old preacher received the roses while he is living, I have in 1996. My God. Amen. You have given me the roses while, amen, I must be strengthened in my resolve. Humbled, yes, by your allegiance. Humbled by your honor. Humbled, praise God, by the faith you've placed in us. Amen. But there's more to it. I must be even more aware of my responsibility to be true until death. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. And then death must claim my spirit. And the storms of life are past. Oh, glory to God.
Amen. What a day that'll be when we've been true unto death, and death claims our spirit, and the storms of life are past, and he lifts us up above the shadows till we dwell with him at last, home at last. Last of all, amen. Yes, amen. Wise son, maketh a glad father. Live with the Bible in your hand. Live with the Bible as your road map. Amen. It's your path to wisdom. Someone said, throw the Bible overboard. Your destination will be just the same. Only you don't have any compass or any sextant. You're lost at sea without the Bible. Amen. The Bible is the source of wisdom. Come home. Come home to God. Come home to Father. Come home to Mother. Come home to God. Come home to right. Come home to the faith of our Father's holy faith, and be true to death. Amen. And while you're living, walk upright. And there's a blessing that goes with that. He said, I will withhold no good thing from them. Who's talking? The Father. Who's talking? The one that owns all good things. Who's talking? The one that owns the earth and the fullness thereof. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise God. Who's talking? Praise God. The one that owns the sun. The one that owns the moon. The one that owns the atmosphere. The one that owns those trees. Amen. The one that owns those hoot owls. The one that owns those lizards. Amen. You know what? Some of these days, the very things that men will, amen, sell the souls of their neighbor to save. A few hoot owls and a few dogs and a few cats and a few rats and a few mice. And one lady even put up a fuss for the love bugs in Florida. It was spattering people's cars. Amen. Wanted to pass a law. People would have to slow down to a crawl so they wouldn't kill the love bugs. Amen. You didn't just write it down in your little back book. That same bunch of do-gooders, I got a name for them, I call them do-gooders. They love everything except their neighbor. They love everything except homeless folks. They love every little old thing, I mean, right down to the sourest crab apple, except the people of God. Amen. They'll have anything for old time religion. They'll have anything for God. Amen. You know what God's going to do for that bunch? I'll tell you what Peter said he's going to do. He said the elements are going to melt with a fervent heat, and the earth, amen, and the heavens are going to catch on fire, and everything's going to be burned up. Amen. To the environmentalist, I would like to say this morning, put my 2 cents worth in for what it's worth. Jesus said, God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Amen. God can make some more, amen, little fish out of rocks. God can make some more hoot owls out of stones. Amen. God can make some more worms out of sticks. Amen. But he can't make your soul over again after it's in hell. It's too late. Praise God. Amen. Walk with the Lord. And he said, the one that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills said, amen, I will withhold no good thing. Well, I know people that God will hell some things for it wasn't good for them. God knows what's good for us. He knows what to give us. He'll give us what's best for us. Amen. Unless we settle for second best. Pray through real good, but still get first best. Praise God. Amen. Ah, yes, walk uprightly, because he said, I will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. How many would like to join that crowd this morning? How many feel like you have, and you're going to be true to it, stick with it until death? Stand with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh yes. I'm heading home now. I need my Father's mercy. Praise God. I tell you, you ought to make the Father rejoice. Come home. Hallelujah. Oh, the sons that come home and the Father. But he kills a fatted calf for every wayward soul comes back, and he gives the good things, puts shoes on his feet and the best robe on him, and the ring that has a signet down in it that says son of so and so. In our case, the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. Amen. With a seal that's his. And we can pray and stamp our prayers with the name of Jesus. And good things come. Because good people pray. You can be one of them this morning. Son, daughter, come home. That's first. Come on. As we sing, we invite you to our altar, and it's yours. We're going to pray in it.